USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Robert Mueller did a horrible job during testimony on Capitol Hill and his investigation of Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
This whole thing has been 3 years of embarrassment and waste of time for our country.
But Mueller said his investigation wasn't a witch hunt. He didn't exonerate the president of wrongdoing, and he could be prosecuted after leaving office. He gave a long answer in responding to the question as to why he didn't subpoena President Trump.
We were almost towards the end of our investigation, and we'd had little success in pushing to get the interview of the president. We decided that we did not want to exercise the subpoena powers because of the necessity of expediting the end of the investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Theresa May steps down as British Prime Minister as Boris Johnson takes over. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
May delivers her final speech in front of number 10 Downing Street, saying she hopes for a Brexit, in her words, that works for the entire United Kingdom.
Success in that task can come a new beginning for our country, a national renewal that can move us beyond the current impasse into the bright future the British people deserve.
A short time later, Johnson spoke from 10 Downing Street.
I have just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, who has invited me to form a government, and I have accepted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials with the nation's primary nuclear research facility say no buildings containing nuclear material are currently threatened by a massive Idaho wildfire. An Idaho National Laboratory spokeswoman said a change in wind direction is now pushing the flames away from the buildings with nuclear material. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Possible first-time homebuyers are taking their time these days. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Many first-time homebuyers are struggling to find that right home they're looking for. Realtor.com chief economist Danielle Hale talks on Fox Business about some of the challenges buyers are having in this tricky housing market.
Well, as you know, prices have risen for several years in a row now, and it's particularly hard for first-time homebuyers because while we have more homes overall in the housing market, we still don't have very many entry-level homes. Builders have really struggled to build in those lower price points, and that just means first-time homebuyers are out there for a long time shopping for a home.
As far as if first-time homebuyers are prepared, Hale says,
that's a great question. It is a process, and so it makes sense to pair with an expert who's going to help guide you through that process. You can get lots of information on sites like Realtor.com. You can even find a real estate agent to work with if you don't already have one. So there's lots of information out there.
A record $5 billion fine was imposed to Facebook, along with new oversight on its privacy practices. FTC Commissioner Noah Phillips.
This is the largest privacy fine in history. It's orders of magnitude bigger than record privacy fines both in the U.S. and Europe. It's probably larger than every single privacy fine ever imposed by any government agency anywhere in the world.
Facebook also faces a new FTC investigation into anti-competitive behavior. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.